Are there different types?
No. We think he's straight up Samian River. And we had one, now my husband said was reared in Deep East Texas, where he had a lot of them down there. And there was one or two that come over to my home over there. And he just loved those things and liked to watch them. And they're the cutest little things. I just love to watch them, and they'll watch you like that. And you let them bury a pecan or something other. And we had, I told you, we had two pecan trees, and we had pecans come up all over the yard in the spring where those little squirrels had buried them. And you see them bury one, you can't go out there and find that thing hard at all. He can bury it and just fix it up so nice. You don't know where he is. But Dallas, they just hate them dead in some parts over there. Because, you know, they can get into your house and ruin your drapery if you don't watch them. And they can just do a lot of damage, but they are cute.
Yes, ma'am. Well, what about this little animal that stays around ponds and makes this croaking noise?
Oh, the frog? Well, it's a bullfrog. Other than leapfrog, little frog. You know, bullfrog legs are good.
I've never had any, but I understand that they are.
But don't try to watch them when you're frying them. You do, you won't want to eat them.
They twitch.
Oh, yeah. Just switch and switch. Cook and cook. You feel like you're committing murder.
Well, do you have a particular name for the type of frog that stays around the garden mostly?
Toad frog. The old toad frog. Yeah.
Do you have these little bitty ones that you hear singing in the trees sometimes? Just a little tiny frog, not much bigger about that.
I can't call his name. What is he?
Well, have you ever heard of anything called a tree frog or?
I've heard of it, but I never actually knew. Now that I have heard, it's not a new word to me.
They're little old bitty things. Not much bigger than your thumb, most of them.
Are they like a little frog?
Yeah, they are little frogs.
Well, I just never did see them.
You have this animal with the hard shell and it can draw its head.
Oh, the old turtle. And terrapin. Terrapin.
You know, have you ever heard of terrapin called anything else?
Seems like I have, but I don't know what it is. You know, the story of the terrapin and the tartars.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't know that half slow, but sure.
Yes, ma'am. The reason I asked you about the terrapin, you said you were interested in Georgia and that part of the country.
Oh, yeah.
Some people over there will call the terrapin a cooter or a gopher.
I've heard of gophers, but I never knew what to call the gopher. I never knew what a gopher was. And they call the terrapin a gopher?
Yes, ma'am.
And I call it a cooter?
Or a cooter.
I never heard of a cooter. That's a new name for me.
Yes, ma'am. They sure do. It's surprising when I tell people around here about that, it really tickles them because they're familiar with the gopher, you know, a little rodent-like animal. And they tell me, well, you know, you got it all mixed up. I'll tell you what a gopher's like.
Well, I never knew exactly what to call a gopher myself.
Well, it's something
kind of the word
like
is not new, but I didn't know what it was.
Well, you know what, you've heard of a chipmunk, I guess.
What?
A chipmunk.
Chipmunk?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I've heard of chipmunk.
It's something like a chipmunk. It's in the rodent family, I believe. Mm-hmm. Burrows into the ground and all that. I believe that's what
it is. Yeah, I hope to go to Georgia next April and May.
Well, that's where I'm going to be in school.
Where?
This fall at Emory in Atlanta.
Oh, you ought to go to Mount Berry.
What is that?
Mount Berry.